Minister of Health, having consulted with His Excellency the President of the Republic of Sierra Leone, Brigadier Dr. Julius Nader Biew, made what is essentially a mandatory public health emergency. This is necessitated by the fact that we have confirmed two cases of Mpox. Those two cases are within the western area vicinity, which is within our capital city. And because of those two confirmed cases, we have had the need, having consulted as well with WHO and other authorities, to declare a national public health emergency in Sierra Leone so that we can immediately activate all the necessary steps, resources, and personnel to respond to this outbreak.
So you said you have two people who have been identified with the disease. What steps has your government taken with those two individuals?
So the two individuals are currently hospitalized at the government Connaught Hospital in the capital city, and they are responding to treatment. I think one of the blessings we have in our country is that we do have experience in responding to public health outbreaks, and we have a system. We have been preparing and planning for these kinds of situations. Our president has just set up a national public health agency over the past year. So what is happening now is we have initiated our response. We have an incident action plan, which means we're doing contact tracing, ensuring that everybody that came into contact with those two cases that we have confirmed, we know where they are. We monitor them over the next couple of weeks as the protocol is required. And then the reason we did the public declaration is so that we can also equip our hospitals, make sure that we engage communities as we're doing now with our ministry and the public health agency and the Ministry of Health, make sure that our communities are on high alert.
Minister, you mentioned Sierra Leone's experience with the Ebola. There are reports that this Mpox was also in Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, and Guinea. How concerned?
In fact, in part of our response plan, one of the major areas we're looking at is how do we ensure cross-border control, but also coordinating with our sister countries in the sub-region. What we know from these outbreaks is that once one country is affected, we know that, you know, despite our best efforts, it's very likely that it will affect the neighboring country. So because of that experience, as you said, there have already been reported cases in Liberia, in Guinea. We were on high alert. We'll be monitoring our borders. What we're doing now is to step that up and ensure that the response mechanism we have put in place, the experience that we have with community mobilization, we're engaging our citizens, we're making sure that we beat disinformation and misinformation, which is often what comes up with these kinds of things, beating back stigma and making sure people are not afraid, again, thinking that, oh, it's some terrible thing that they should be afraid to even come forward for. Because of all of those experiences, we believe that we're in a very good position to respond to this outbreak with the cooperation of our citizens, and it's something that we'll defeat very soon.